400 years. That's how long scientists have been trying to crack the code behind one of the world's most important medicines. Today, they finally did it. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today, we've got four stories that are honestly hard to pick a favorite from. We're talking centuries-old mysteries solved, brains rebuilding themselves, and a country proving that going green actually saves you money.
Plus a furniture store in Finland that's quietly changing what accessibility looks like in retail.
And our rapid-fire round has some numbers that'll stick with you. Let's get into it.
400 years? That's how long humanity has relied on quinine to fight malaria. And for all that time, we've had to get it the hard way, stripping bark from trees in South American plantations. Today, that could be about to change. Scientists at Germany's Max Planck Institute have finally mapped the complete recipe that nature uses to build quinine. Every enzyme, every molecular step, the full blueprint, published in the journal Nature. Now here's why this matters beyond the science. Malaria still affects over 240 million people every year. It kills more than 600,000, most of them children under 5. And right now, the entire global supply of quinine depends on tropical plantations. That means it's vulnerable to climate change, to political instability, to crop disease. One bad season in the wrong region, and supply drops when people need it most.
So what changes now?
Everything, potentially. By knowing exactly how cells build quinine molecule by molecule, researchers can now engineer microorganisms to produce it in labs anywhere in the world. No plantations required.
That's the part that gets me. You're essentially democratizing access to a life-saving drug. A lab in Nairobi could produce it just as easily as one in Munich.
Exactly. Now, there's work ahead. Engineering those microorganisms to produce quinine efficiently will take time. Regulatory approval adds years. And we need to think about communities that depend on quinine farming for their livelihoods.
But the lock has been picked after four centuries.
After four centuries. And that's the kind of patience science sometimes demands.
50 gigawatts. That's how much new power generation capacity the United States just added to its grid. And 92% of it was clean energy. Not 52, not 70, 92%. Wind, solar, and battery storage are now so dominant in new construction that fossil fuels are becoming a footnote. And here's what makes this really interesting, Rory. This isn't being driven by government mandates or environmental regulations. It's economics, pure and simple. Clean energy is now the cheapest option, even in states with no renewable energy requirements at all.
So utilities are choosing it because it saves their customers money?
That's it. What started as an environmental movement has become an economic inevitability. Solar costs have fallen 89% since 2010. Wind is down 72%. At those prices, building a new gas plant just doesn't make financial sense.
I think that's the detail people miss in the energy transition debate. This isn't ideology anymore. It's the market doing what markets do.
Now, this is new capacity we're talking about, not total generation. There are still plenty of existing fossil fuel plants running. And intermittency is real. The sun doesn't always shine. The wind doesn't always blow. Storage and grid flexibility still need massive investment. But the direction of travel? 92% clear.
Imagine losing 2 hours of your day, every day, to tremors so bad you can't hold a cup, can't button your shirt, can't walk across a room without freezing mid-step. That's the reality for millions of people living with Parkinson's disease. Now imagine getting those 2 hours back. 12 months into the ASPRO trial, that's exactly what's happening. Patients are gaining an average of 2 extra hours of what clinicians call good time daily. Hours where they can move freely, no tremor, no stiffness.
And the approach is genuinely remarkable. They're taking the patient's own stem cells, reprogramming them into dopamine-producing brain cells, and transplanting them back.
Right. Your own cells, rebuilt to do the job your brain can no longer handle. No immune suppression drugs needed, because your body recognizes the cells as its own.
Wait, and the benefits are actually getting stronger over time? Not fading?
That's the part that has researchers so excited. At 12 months, the transplanted cells aren't just surviving. They appear to be integrating into existing brain networks and continuing to develop. The brain is literally rebuilding its own circuits. Now, this is early stage. Small trial. We need years of follow-up and much larger studies. But for a disease that affects over 10 million people worldwide, a disease we've only ever managed and never repaired?
2 hours. That's not a statistic. That's a parent playing with their grandchildren. That's a musician picking up an instrument again. Okay, quick question. When was the last time you thought about what shopping for furniture is actually like if you use a wheelchair? Or if you're visually impaired?
Honestly? Probably never.
Most people haven't. And that's kind of the point. IKEA Finland's Vantaa store has just launched 2 services that could reshape how we think about retail accessibility entirely. First, they're offering free 90-minute personal shopping sessions. Trained staff help customers with disabilities navigate the store, access products, and make decisions. Not as a box-ticking exercise, as a genuine service designed to restore independence. And second, they've installed Navi Lens QR codes throughout the entire store. If you're visually impaired, you point your phone and you get audio navigation and product information in real time.
So instead of the store being an obstacle course, it becomes accessible on your terms. I like that it's not just, we made the aisles wider. It's actually rethinking the whole experience.
15% of the global population lives with some form of disability. That's over 1 billion people who've largely been an afterthought in retail design.
Is this rolling out to other stores?
It's a pilot for now. 1 store in Finland. Scalability, staffing, cost, all still question marks. But the model itself is the breakthrough. IKEA didn't ask, how do we comply with regulations? They asked, what would make shopping actually empowering? And that's a very different question with very different answers.
Time for a rapid fire round. 4 numbers that tell a bigger story.
Spain. In 2019, Spanish families paid some of Europe's highest electricity bills. Today, thanks to massive wind and solar investment, they enjoy some of the continent's cheapest. While gas prices soar everywhere else, Spain's renewable bet is paying off at the kitchen table.
133 times. That's how much more effective a new experimental cancer drug from South Korean company Onconic Therapeutics performed compared to existing treatments in preclinical testing. It targets small cell lung cancer and pancreatic cancer, 2 of medicine's toughest opponents. Very early stage, but the magnitude is striking.
Insulin-free. Patients with type 1 diabetes are living without insulin injections for the first time thanks to a trial at the University of Chicago. Transplanted islet cells are producing their own insulin, and a new immunosuppressive drug called tegoprubart is preventing rejection without the kidney damage of older protocols.
And finally, Batesville, Arkansas, a school district that decided educating children means supporting entire families. Their 100 Families Initiative connects families with healthcare, housing, job training, and mental health services. Because a child learns better when their home is stable. It's the first program of its kind in the state. That's your Brightside Daily for Thursday.
From 400-year-old mysteries finally cracked to brains rebuilding themselves, today felt like one of those episodes where you just have to stop and appreciate the people doing this work.
If any of these stories gave you a reason to feel a bit more hopeful, share this episode with someone who could use that today. And for the full stories, with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news.
We'll see you tomorrow with more stories that deserve your attention.
Until then, keep looking for the bright side. it's usually closer than you think.
Take care, everyone.